This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Vietnamese health minister has discovered a new coronavirus variant. It's a hybrid strain first found in India and the UK. Scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected some recent patients and found that the new version of the virus, the lab suggested, it might spread more easily than other versions of the virus. Now, viruses often develop small genetic changes as they reproduce, and new variants of the coronavirus have been seen almost since it was first detected in China in late 2019. North Korea says that the U.S. allowing South Korea to build more powerful missiles was an example of the U.S.'s hostile policy against the North, and it could lead to instability. It's North Korea's first response to the summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korea's leader. At that summit, the U.S. ended decades-long restrictions that capped South Korea's missile development. The accusation that the U.S. policy is hostile to North Korea matters because it said it won't return to talks as long as U.S. hostility persists. But the latest statement was not attributed to a commentator, not a government body, just suggesting North Korea may still want to leave room for potential diplomacy. U.S. President Joe Biden marked his first Memorial Day weekend as commander-in-chief by honoring the nation's sacrifices in a deeply personal manner by paying tribute Sunday to those lost while remembering his late son, Beau, who was a veteran. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airliner passing overhead to land, then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been aboard. A former ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek to form a coalition government with the Israeli leader's opponents. The dramatic announcement marks a major step toward ending the rule of the longtime premier, and Netanyahu could find himself in the opposition in the coming week. While Naftali Bennett and his new partner still face some obstacles, the sides appear to be serious about reaching a deal and ending the deadlock that has plunged the country into four elections in the past 2 years. Negotiating teams face a Wednesday deadline for reaching a deal. Egypt's foreign minister met with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday in Cairo amid efforts to build on a ceasefire reached between Israel and Hamas a week ago. Egypt is working with the United States and other regional partners toward reinforcing the ceasefire it brokered between Israel and Palestinian militants, facilitated in part due to its long-standing relations with both sides. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he wants the G7 group of rich nations to agree on a plan that would see everyone around the world vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of 2022. In an interview with CBC News in Canada, Johnson also called for a global treaty on pandemic preparedness at next month's meeting, which will be hosted in the UK. The British leader said the G7 nations should consider so-called vaccine passports and COVID status certification at their meeting, which Johnson sees as playing a great role in reopening international travel. Johnson will host the meeting of the G7 heads of government in the southwest county of Cornwall between June 11th and 13th. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.